We know also on Easter Sunday night, as the church says, Christ did not give all the powers to his apostles at the same time. He gave them the power to change bread and wine at the Last Supper. And the church teaches they were thereby ordained priests. But then, on Easter Sunday night, he gave them another power. The power to do what? To forgive sins. Then, just before his ascension, he gave them another power. Go and teach all nations and watch it. Whatever I have commanded you. And what did Jesus say? Teach all nations to observe, to obey everything that I have commanded. And sisters, the hardest part of teaching is not to teach people to believe with the mind. The hardest part of teaching is to teach their minds indeed, for them to enlighten the wills, what they're supposed to do. Teach them everything which I have commanded. Sisters, let me be clear. The priesthood, in its fullness, in the bishops, in everything except the one power which a priest does not have, is the power to ordain other priests or other bishops. And sisters, I mentioned Karl Rahner to you before, a Jesuit, very intelligent, too intelligent for his own good. Karl Rahner wrote the document which the German hierarch published after Humanae Vitae. What year? What Pope published Humanae Vitae? What year?
68.
Sisters, if you know the answer, never raise your voice. Because then it shows you're not quite sure. 1968? 1968. Karl Rahner wrote a very long, learned document for the German hierarchy, which the bishop said, "Dear Pope Paul, you're very nice, but we are telling our people to follow their own conscience. And the bishops, and as some of you may know, Germany has been very hard hit. Austria, very hard hit. France, very hard hit. United States, very hard hit. After 1968, because the bishops in these countries told the people they do not have to obey Pope Paul VI. Document Humanae Vitae. And this is the crisis in the Catholic Church. Sisters, till the last minute of my being here in Calcutta, I will keep repeating that our church is going through the most serious crisis of our 2,000 years of history. And the core of that crisis is the episcopate and the priesthood. I am quoting my Vatican superiors, my 30th year in working for the Holy See. So then, number five. Why we're asking is, and how is the Catholic Church apostolic? Every bishop and priest in the Catholic Church today, everyone can trace his ordination back to the Last Supper, to Christ ordaining the 12 apostles. I trace my ordination back 300 years. If I had taken more time, I could have traced it further. What bishop ordained what bishop? And this is why, sisters, the fundamental reason why the church, the true church, is apostolic is because Jesus Christ ordained, and the verb is ordained, his apostles with the fullness of the priesthood. And he gave them. It was the sacrament of orders. A priest, and of course a bishop, receives powers which no one else on earth has. And that is why, as we had in our first class this morning, remember, quoting from the document of the Holy See, where, as I've said, the lay people are being clericalized and the clergy are being laicized. And I will repeat it again, sisters, whatever you can do to get priests to wear their priestly habit and they're outside, please be nice, smile. Father, oh, how I wish you had your priestly, habit on. Have you ever thought of wearing a Roman collar? Father, I will get you a Roman collar if you promise to wear it. I'm seeing much more than you realize. Now we go on. We go on. 2 minutes. Well, I could, of course, have got more here. Are there any questions? Or have you thought, Jesuits, any objections? Well, sisters, just a word then before we close. Am I correct that we have classes tomorrow morning?
Yes.
And then that I will be leaving, Frank?
We need to be at 3 o'clock.
He has a 3 o'clock classes on Park Street.
We need to be at 3 o'clock. Class at 3:30.
Now, whatever, in other words, if it is possible, I would like to, as I told Sister Frederick, maybe some decision was made, I would like to have you people, if you could have benediction. Just means so much to me. And you would normally then, if tomorrow you have Holy Hour at the same time? Is it 4:30? Yeah, whatever. And just to know. And then also, sisters, and by now, still that Father Hardin. He must think we're terrible sinners. She's a confession every day. Now, sisters, work something out. Because I will be coming back here, I'm staying here overnight and then have Mass in the morning. At any rate, I want to be of as much service as I can before I leave these hallowed precincts of Calcutta. So, shall we end with prayer, or how about the hazardous? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. And the Word was made flesh. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God. Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech your grace into our hearts, that we, through the incarnation of Christ, your Son, was made known by the message of an angel, made by his passion and cross, be brought to the glory of his resurrection, to the same Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.